I think you understand when I say that something.
The Beatles' first hit, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Well, we only played that because this is the anniversary of the first date was played in the United States of America. So we thought we'd play that, and it launched their fame. I happened to actually not like them at all when they first started, but then I liked them a little bit later on. Not that anybody really cares. Just one quick commentary before we go on to our day in history and look at our Baltimore-Detroit-Oakland series. We talk about the lottery, and I have nothing against people playing the lottery. It's fun once in a while. Put a couple bucks on, see if you win. That's good. But what we don't realize is that the lottery sometimes is a way to get corporations not to pay their taxes. Instead of having lottery money come in on the backs of poor people. What do I mean by that? Poor people, poor working people in this country spend 5 to 9% of their income, 5 to 9% of their income on lotteries out of desperation to find money. So think about that as we think about what the lottery does to our society. And the latest study in Pennsylvania just showed that the low-income people in Pennsylvania plan to spend a lot of their money now at the newly opened casinos. They're going to be the biggest people, the biggest numbers of people going to the casinos. So we need to think about that, not some kind of puritanical way of saying, oh, no, don't gamble. Think about what these state lotteries do with all their advertising and what they get people and suck people into. Enough said. This day in history, December the 17th. This is the International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers that started here in the United States of America. This is National Day in Bhutan, a small country in northern India, one of the only country in the world that that has a national index of happiness, not just to the economy. This is also the day in 467 B.C. was the first Saturnalia festival in ancient Rome. Saturnalia, why is it this time of year? Because when Rome became Christian, they tried to take Saturnalia, and that's what we turned both a little combination of Halloween and Christmas were built out of the holiday of Saturnalia. This is the day in 1819 that Simón Bolívar declared the independence for Gran Colombia in Angostura. Now, Ciudad de Bolívar in Venezuela, of course, my producer will criticize my Spanish later, but in 1819 became independent from Spain. This is the day in 1843 that Charles Dickens published his classic story, A Christmas Carol. This is the day in 1890 that Sitting Bull was killed by police on the reservation. He was a man who kept to the traditional way, stood up for the traditional way, and was murdered by police on this day. And members of his tribe, the Hunkpapa Sioux, arrived at this man, this fellow named Bigfoot, who tried to start a movement to for the spirit to come back and take the land back for the Indians. They were mowed down and killed some weeks after that. Hundreds of Indians just kind of mowed down in cold-blooded murder. But this is the day in 1890 that Sitting Bull was killed. This is the day in 1903 that Orville and Wilbur Wright took off their first plane to go up into the sky aloft for 12 seconds and covered 120 feet. This was the day that 1944, the United States ended the internment of Japanese Americans because so many of them were volunteering to fight in World War II. This was in 1960 that Haile Selassie, the Emperor of Ethiopia, returned to his throne after being ousted by his son. This was a day that in 1969, the Air Force closed its Project Blue Book to see if UFOs were real. This was a day in 1987 that The Simpsons first show aired. And this is a day in 1990 that Jean-Bertrand Aristide, the former Roman Catholic priest, opponent of the dictatorship of Jean-Claude Duvalier, was elected president of Haiti, then immediately overthrown by a U.S.-backed coup. This was a day in 1991 that the federal court said that hip-hop was allowed to use music as sampling and legally allowed them to take samples from other songs to play. Before that, they had to spend a lot of money to do that. This was the day that in 1992 that George W. Bush, Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, and Mexican President Carlos Salinas de Gortari signed the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. We actually have been mourning today, I think. This is the day in 2005 that George Bush acknowledged he personally authorized secret eavesdropping program in the United States following September 11th because he said it was crucial to our national security. And he called it a terrorist surveillance campaign And we're still suffering from the same thing today with the NSA. This is where a lot of it began in mass ways in this century. Authorized by executive order to monitor without warrants phone calls and other communications involving any party believed by the National Security Agency to be a threat to the United States of America. This day in 2005. This is the day in 2010 that Mohamed Bouazizi set himself on fire in the capital of Tunisia that began the Tunisian Revolution and began the Arab Spring. On this day was born Deborah Sampson Garnett. She was better known as Deborah Sampson. She disguised herself as a man in order to serve in the Revolutionary War and had a stellar career as a soldier in the Revolution and small number of women who were documented doing that. This is a day in 1935 that Cal Ripken Sr. was born. Day in 1936, Pope Francis was born. This is a day that Art Neville, one of my favorites, was born, one of the Neville brothers. With God on Your Side was a song that really hit the charts for him. This is a day in 1942 that Paul Butterfield, one of my favorite blues singers, was born on this day in 1942. In 1950, Carlton Barnett, the great drummer for Bob Marley, was born on this day, as in 1987, Chelsea Manning, the American soldier convicted and now doing time in prison. This is in 1975 that Noble Sissel died, who Sissel and Yubi Blake wrote the great song Shuffle Along. This is the day that Big Joe Williams died, one of the great blues players in our history. He died in 1982 at the age of 79. And that's this day in history, December the 17th. We'll be right back. Baltimore, Detroit, Oakland. Is your pension over? We'll be right back.